This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, I'm John North, and I want to take a little time with God together with you, because that's the most important thing we could do together. The most important thing you can do in your day is take some time with God. It sets your mind for the day. It gets you back on track. It helps you evaluate your day and to realign your priorities. Time with God, the most important time in your life. And we're talking this week about our prayer life. We've talked about how we need to come to God with the right attitude, humbly submitted to His will. We can get nervous about submitting to God's will. What might God do? It might be terrible. But we don't need to worry about that, because God loves us so much. He wants only the best for us. We can trust Him when we submit to His will and say, Lord, do what needs doing in my life. When we come to Him, we need to come in Jesus' name. That is, we need to pray Jesus' requests. We need to think, what would the Lord Jesus pray about in this situation? What would He want to happen? Well, Lord, that's what I want. And when you're praying what Jesus would want, you know you're praying according to the will of God, and God responds to that. Yesterday we read Paul's great prayer for the Colossians as a model prayer for how we can pray for people. I want to read it again today and draw some more out of it. Starting in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1, Paul says, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will." Okay, so he's praying that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. When you pray for people in your life, don't just pray for their problem to be solved. Pray that God will give them an understanding of His will in their lives, that God would give them spiritual understanding. He goes on, "so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord." Pray that the most important thing to that person would be that they would please God and honor Him. "To please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Pray that they would come to know God better and better. You can pray these prayers for yourself too. "Strengthened with all power according to His glorious might." You need to express to God your faith that He is able to do what you're asking Him to do in that person's life, that He can strengthen them. You have faith. "For the attaining of all steadfastness and patience." Sometimes what that person needs is not to get out of that horrible situation they're in, but for God to give them the strength and patience to face it and to glorify Him in it. "Joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." The only reason we have the right to come to God is because of what He has done for us that qualifies us. And what did He do? Well, the next verse says, "For He delivered us from the domain of darkness." Do you know the Lord Jesus in your life yet, in a personal way? Or do you feel like your life is full of darkness? "He delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son." Well, how in the world is that possible? With all the things I've done that offend God in my life, how can I be transferred into the kingdom of His dear Son? Well, it says, "in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." If you will come to God and say, "God, because of what Jesus did for me when He died on the cross, I ask you to forgive my sins." He will forgive you. He'll qualify you to come into His presence and begin building a personal relationship with Him. And He'll begin blessing your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.